This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dr. Bruce Larson is an author that I have followed for years. Bruce tells about being on a boat on the Gulf of Mexico by himself, enjoying a day of fishing and just thinking and praying and being alone when a storm came up. And he said there started to be 6 and 7 and 8 foot waves. And his boat was filling up with water. So he had to abandon his boat with a life jacket. And he was bobbing in the water in the Gulf of Mexico with 7 feet waves around him. And his first inclination was to start swimming toward shore, and he thought, that's what I should do. And he said, you can believe this or not, you don't have to believe, he said, what I'm telling you. But in his article, he said, I honestly believe the Lord told me. Bruce, can you tread water? Bruce, can you tread water? And he said to himself, yeah, I can tread water, and that's what you need to do. So Bruce Larson said he stopped swimming and just started keeping afloat and keeping his head above the water, and eventually, in a matter of hours, was brought back to the shore. And Bruce Larson made this application. So many people want to fall back on their logic, on their education, on their expertise, on their training about everything in life, including spiritual things. And that's your temptation. That's my temptation. I know what to do. Have you ever said this in life? I know what I'm doing, only to find out you made one of the biggest mistakes of your life. I have. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Today we're going to continue a two-part message that we began last week about spiritual warfare, that spiritual warfare takes place in your life and my life. And we're going to flesh it out with the final message that deals with some verses that we didn't have time to deal with last week. It's in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, but today the last message that goes like this. Finally, Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. We're not fighting people, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I think this will come up on the screen. I want you to write these 3 things down. Here's what spiritual warfare involves. 1, temptation. If you are alive, you experience temptation. And it doesn't matter your age, you never outgrow temptation. You know, I honestly think some people think, well, when you get into your later years, you're not tempted. That's not true. The temptations just change. They just morph into different things. Satan doesn't give up on you just because you're 60 or 70 or 80. He just changes the temptation. For instance, sometimes people will say, well, when I was younger, I suffered from temptations of the flesh, and everybody knows what that's code language for. Well, when you get older, I think you're maybe more tempted with the sins of the spirit, like hatred. You may not be tempted morally, and you may be not tempted to go out and get drunk or use drugs, but you fight the temptation about hating people, resenting people, being bitter toward people, and those are the sins of the spirit. So the temptation just shifts from one dimension to another. So the spiritual warfare, first and foremost, in my thinking, is dealing with temptation in your life and in my life. Secondly, deception. We have to deal with deception. Whose deception? Satan's. One of the titles of Satan, he is the father of all lies. Do you know what that means? Every lie can trace its DNA, to use that expression, back to the father of the lies, and that's Satan.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.